All right. Well, good morning, all. Really excited to be back from Marco Island. I see Josh Lindsay on here. I got to see him down there and get to know him better in person. And just like me, his wife is better than him. So there you go, Josh. But yeah, really excited about today. I was thinking about just like a topic, you know. I was like, what? I was on the flight yesterday, hadn't built out what we were going to talk about. It was, of course, a busy week. And I'm like, man, what do we want to talk about, you know? And I just thought about like things we hadn't done in a while. And it was like meeting three. Like we were, I think today I'd have to look. This Clubhouse, like 20 something, you know, we've been doing this about half a year now, which is awesome. And everybody, of course, gets a lot of value. We hear so much from so many of you. Which is awesome. And so basically, I was like, let's kick it back to old school a little bit. Let's talk referrals. Let's talk about growing in the ways that we all know. So we should hear from probably a lot of people today because of the topic, you know. So let me see. I'm inviting some people to speak. I'm trying to pull some people up. If you guys could all hit that little person with the plus sign and icon and punch in your friends, get people in the room, that kind of thing, that are your friends in the business. And we're going to get this thing going. So because today we're talking referrals and how they can really blow up your business. I mean, referrals, without a doubt, accelerate things. I mean, I've got some... I've worked cold leads. I've worked referrals. I've worked new recruits, warm markets. I've worked. Oh my God! I've done this business in every way you can. Okay, literally, from prospecting in stores and meeting people to recruit their warm market to every facet of, you know, high end, doing corporate 401k training seminars inside of like big companies. Like I've done that too, you know, so I've done them all. I've played all the different roles. And I only say that because referrals is the best. A referral of a qualified client. Okay. You got a good client that's in the market that you want to work in and they give you a referral. That is the best sale. I will say that, I will swear that until the day I die, that sale is better than a new recruit's warm market. And people say, well, yeah, the market is always better because you can control the market when you're in referrals. You can't control the market when you're in somebody else's market. That's my favorite thing about referrals is I can control who I'm talking to. I'm not just talking to anybody. And I don't know who you're taking me to. I know, based on the referee, that birds of a feather flock together when we're on the phone and asking questions and we're building rapport and getting to know each other. I'm able to qualify them. I'm able to find out that they're a great prospect. They're a great person for me, not to make a sale with, but to build a lifelong relationship of advising them through the labyrinth that is finance in the 21st century, right? And that's what you're really looking for. You're not looking for a sale, right? That is a commission focused thinking, right? You want to build relationships. And when you start to think that way, okay, it starts in your thinking before it'll ever start to, when people say like, I don't get referrals. I used to not get referrals. I mean, I was terrible at getting referrals for years. My RVP would tell me like, use the third party referral system and you know, all this stuff, you know? And I like, I hate it. And I rarely got many. And if I did, they were crap, you know? And then I really started to stop acting like a commission based, I don't even want to call it advisor, but you know, this commission based salesperson, and started to really operate like a true advisor who wanted to build relationship with people and truly help people with what they need. Figure out their goals-based, you know, stuff, cash flow-based stuff, really learning securities, really getting into that. All of a sudden, I started to get referrals. And it's like, and they're like easy. I don't even have to ask for them. They, some of them just do, right? And they just book appointments. So there's a million ways to do this. I know that some of you read Howard Lashner's book. I want to get into the kind of that way of things. I want to get into Sales Team Pro using broadcast campaigns. You directly asking clients if you go that route. How do you service people? What are the things that you do. It's not just the direct asking for a referral. There's a lot around becoming referable, right? That I want to get into as well today. So I know that this group, though, without a doubt up here, these panelists, if you don't follow these panelists, you're crazy. You need to follow these people. So tap on their little heads because you need to know if they ever come on to Clubhouse, because I very much doubt they're coming on to not say something of wisdom. So go ahead and let's just open up. Let's kind of start with that, you know, that first part that I was kind of getting into. Who used to force referrals? You were like a commission like me. You're just kind of always out, you know, 1-2 appointment, get a sale, move on, get a sale, get a recruit, move on. Right. But you weren't really building value. You weren't building lifelong relationships. And maybe you didn't. It was like impossible to get referrals, or you got referrals and they were terrible. Has anybody else up here ever had that experience like me? Or maybe I just sucked that much. I don't know. Oh, wait, the mics are coming off. They're ready.
I'm with you, Josh. I remember getting dozens. I mean, I would sit down. I would get 20 or 30 referrals from somebody because that's what you're supposed to do. But I completely would butcher the system. So it just wasn't getting the referrals. But so they weren't setting them up. But man, I had names and numbers for days. I wish I was getting email addresses back then, because I would have thousands of people in STP right now versus the hundreds that I currently have. But yeah, you're not alone, man.
That's good. You guys keep rifling through. John, go ahead. Or Anthony.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm the same as you, being here, you know, this year, 28 years. You know, we've gone through like every possible way that you can prospect, you know, and referrals for me, referrals didn't come into play until I was like 12 to 15 years in the business, which was a big mistake. I was just recruiting and working through, you know, warm markets and all that type of thing, which, like you said, you know, that's, we think it's the easy way, but it's actually a lot harder. Then, you know, I got a call yesterday from somebody who said, you know, I'm working with somebody at my job and I got an inheritance and they said, I can trust you. What do I do with this money? Like, what would it have taken in the past to work through a new recruits warm market to get to that point? Now I get those calls. I wouldn't say weekly, but probably every 2 weeks, maybe every 3 weeks. You know, and when they're large trades, you're not going to get large trades from anything but people that, and I use this word a lot, advocates. You really have to work hard to build advocates for you. Because I know for me, I've always been uncomfortable asking for referrals. And I think that's part of the reason why the referrals have not been great. Once I, you know, saw value in myself, I didn't really need to ask for referrals. They were like, oh, you should talk to my sister. You should talk to my brother. They're the ones putting them out there because I'm not necessarily needing them. And working through the process I've worked through, almost 100% of my business now, especially being remote now, is referrals. So, you know, we're living and dying based on it, but Sales Team Pro helps with that. You know, treating your clients like gold helps a ton because they're the ones out actually talking to people that need your service. So yeah, I mean, I've done all of it, and you're right. By far, a warm market referral from one of your clients is the best that you can possibly get.
Yeah. And we're going to get into how do you treat your clients like gold later, Anthony. So stay on, cause we're going to be coming back to you on that. John, Okay. Have you sucked at getting referrals as bad as I was?
Maybe more so. I mean, you know, I think that what happened for us is you just kind of run the play that you're given. And, you know, I'm not going to go down a trail of, you know, you need to be coachable and all this other stuff, and you run a play, but I think you get very wise. I love what you said on referrals is the best way to control your market. And how often have you maybe, you know, run the get into somebody's warm market, all, you know, come to find out that you didn't want to be in that market in the first place, right? And like all that time gets wasted. I think referrals is the single greatest way to build a business. Having studied, you know, financial advisors and people who run successful businesses, they always come back. And even on here, how often do we hear great leaders say, I don't have to prospect because referrals build our business?
It's just added.
You know, so that you kind of get to a point where you're like, what kind of business do I want to build? And it's so much, it's almost like, and everybody here, right, has experienced this, that when you get that phone call of, hey, so-and-so referred you to me, or you get a phone call or a text from a client says, I just referred you to, like, it's the greatest feeling in the world, because you realize, one, that you've provided value, but two, it feels good because you know that you're valued, right? Like, it's, and then you know it's probably going to be a lay down, right? Like, it's, and it's just increasing that ability, and one, right, building our ability. I mean, I love what you talked about. Like, we build it in so many different ways. I've done Steam, I've done, you know, all these things. And I think it wasn't until reading the Advisor Playbook and how they discuss referrals, and two, Invesco did a study like 5 or 6 years ago on asking for referrals versus putting in yourself into a position to be referable. And they are very different. Asking for them and being referable are two different, it's different energy. And those were a wake-up call on how to position yourself to put being referable into the mindset of people. And it has become our number one form of feeding our business. And I'd like to say it's where it needs to be. It's not even close. But I know once it becomes a focus, the results are a foregone conclusion. And it we have to get great at being referable.
And John, for everybody, we haven't talked about that book in a while. Book, authors, it is phenomenal. Joe Cassell, I think, kind of brought it to our crew. It's insane. I think everybody should read it if you're even mildly serious about being an advisor long term.
So, Josh, can I give a tip on, like, just one little way that we did it using technology?
Go for it.
So one thing, and it's funny because it was a young guy who called me out on it. We set up our Acuity that every time we meet with someone, they get an email that says, hey, thank you for your time, et cetera, et cetera. And this young guy, I had met with him twice, and he hit me back. He goes, I just got the same email from you from the first time we met. You probably want to check that. So I was like, wow, you know, I didn't even really think about that. So I made Acuity, there's initial appointments and then there's other appointments. And anytime I meet with somebody a second or third or whatever time, I made a generic email that basically says, as a reminder, we make ourselves available to the people that are most important to our friends and clients. In a day and age where things can be more confusing than ever, we are here as a resource to answer questions and bounce ideas off of to the people that matter most to you. Please feel free to share our digital business card with those that matter most. And then we attached our link app. So every single time somebody meets with us, that email's coming through with making ourselves referable in their subconscious.
John, that was fire. That's so good. And is that something that you can attach in here by chance? Or you think you could, or a script or something? See if you can attach that, dude, at the top, or you can add a topic.
Okay.
Yeah, see if you can throw that in there. You may or may not be able to. Renee, did you make it back to Canada? Renee and I finally got to meet in person, and it was awesome to meet you and spend a little bit of time. So it sounds like you must be back, but you probably got like 3 hours sleep.
You're absolutely right. We got back. We had a long drive from the airport home, and here I am. So yeah, a few hours sleep. That's okay. It's a beautiful sunny day in warm Vancouver, BC, not quite the same as Marco Island by any means, but, you know, just excited to get back and put everything I absorbed into play.
So what would you say about referrals?
Well, I was listening to you guys, and I think John said something about being referable. In the beginning, when I was very part-time, and this might speak to part-timers here, because although I'm still just a regional leader, you can be a regional leader and be part-time, but normally you're quite serious when you become a regional leader when you're part-time. I was part-time, had a full-time job, and I could say I was, not that I'm not a credible person, because I most certainly am, but I would say that I had not earned people's referrals because I hadn't put my tenure in. I wasn't in the business long enough. I didn't have my mutual fund license until just a couple of years ago. So number one, big mistake. As soon as you get licensed, get your mutual fund license. So I think that, you know, selling life insurance wasn't on the forefront of people's minds. I did get a few referrals when I asked, but not to the degree. So I don't think I had earned being referable at the beginning until I had put some time in and had become, you know, a skilled person in my trade. So that was something that as soon as I was full-time, focused a lot on investments and really treating my customers like gold, because I didn't have any other career distractions. So I focused on this. I became highly referable, and now it happens. So that was the difference, is that, you know, I had to earn that. And I think we have to think about that too. You can't just instantly appear on the scene. This is what I'm doing part-time and expect it. You can't not expect it, but the way that they roll in is far different.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Mark and Stacy, I know you guys have been around long. We've known each other for probably a decade. Mark, I know that you, I know you've tried everything too, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah. Is there anything more awkward than that referral call? You get like 20, 30 names and you're making that call.
Oh man, my gosh. The worst.
Just turns.
Yeah. The worst. You know? Yeah.
I'd much rather do it how, you know, just in the last couple of weeks, you know, years ago, I met with my cousin, or actually I think Stacy met with my cousin just to, you know, show them what we do. And they ended up becoming clients. And then they referred me to their best friend who, you know, I sat down with, and we've done consistent follow-ups. You know, I'm their go-to guy for everything financial. And then 2 weeks ago, they referred me to her sister because her sister worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield and was actually, there was 600 people that were fired for not getting the vaccine on December 28th. And so I met with her, and then, you know, I talked to her about more of a partnership. I was like, hey, these people need some help. Just like I helped you roll over your 401k, lump, you know, your pension, all that. You know, who I need to partner with you so that we can help some other people. And all of a sudden, you know, this week I got another call to meet with another person. So hopefully I can kind of explode into that Blue Cross Blue Shield. But it's more of a partnership versus, you know, just trying to beg for an appointment through referrals. So I know Stacy's got some thoughts too.
Yeah, go ahead, Stacy. Is she with you? Oh, there she is. She's off mute.
Still learning Clubhouse. I'm like, okay, I'm hitting my picture to unmute. No, you have to. Okay. I'm still figuring out Clubhouse. But yeah, no, I laugh. I laugh when you brought that up because I can remember playing games with myself in the office. And I was the only one left in the office, you know, at night. If you didn't have an appointment, you can't leave until you set, you know, so many appointments or whatever. And I remember every 10 referrals, we would do the same thing that you said, right? 10 referrals. You'd maybe get two or three appointments, or that was the statistics or whatever. But it was, yeah. I mean, you always felt like you were bothering people because you're begging for referrals, but it was, you know, to get to the next thing. And obviously, you know, I don't know, it was the lifeblood at that time, was recruiting and getting referrals. Right. But no, when you talked about being referable, I talk to our teams all the time. It's like, guys, trustworthy, likable, bring value, go the extra mile. And what blows me out of the water that I've watched Mark do over, because he's kind of the investment specialist in our office and he does such a great job with that. But you talked about the Howard Lashner program. When he developed, Mark, for us, okay, we're very simple people. He developed a very simple little follow-up sheet that he started to use. And this is a few years back now, but it exploded our securities business because we weren't doing solid follow-up. So we incorporated the Howard Lashner program. But when he would go, he would sit down and he just simply review the client. Okay, you've been a client since this time. Here's where your accounts were when we started. Here's where they're at now. You know what I mean? And just showed what we've done and showed the value. And then he always goes the extra mile with research and all those types of things. And like he just said, I mean, he's the go-to person. So Mark is, I mean, I'm introverted in some ways, and then I can be extroverted. He's very much introverted, I think, when it comes to face-to-face interaction with people until he gets to know you. And, but what's funny is I was looking at him. I was so mad. I'm like, you, I mean, I wasn't mad. I was happy for him, but I was also like, you little stinker. He wouldn't ask for referrals, but he would get them anyway. And that's when it dawned on me. It's like, he is just bringing so much value to people. He comes home with maple syrup. He comes home with vegetables. He comes, you know, when he's meeting with people, they give him stuff and they give him referrals and people are calling him, and it's just amazing. But yeah, I think it's, I didn't quite catch that book because I was running in my notepad right in front of me. I would like to hear what that book was that somebody mentioned, John mentioned just a minute ago, if we could rename that again or say that again. And that was gold, John. Oh my gosh, your little email that you linked to your Acuity, which is like Canly, right? And you put it on the end. Oh my goodness. Thank you for that tip. That was amazing. But yeah, I'm with you. And I just think, that the girl that just spoke, you got to have confidence in yourself. You got to know that you are bringing value. You know what I mean? And I think that changes your demeanor when you're talking with people. And I just think it's like, slow the roll and make sure that you're truly helping that people. And I know everybody on this line, that's what you're committed to, right? But when you're truly helping people, you don't, I mean, we're going to ask for referrals in indirect ways, but you don't even have to ask. They're going to give them to you. When your presentation or your information is so good that at by the end of it, they're like, you need to see my children. You know what I mean? You didn't have to ask. You just brought so much value that they're laying down the red carpet for you. You need to see this person. I need you to get in front of this person. I'm taking care of my mother's estate right now. You know, can you sit down with my dad or whatever, you know? So anyway, I think it's bringing more value.
Yeah, that's awesome, Stacey. Same to Mark. When you bring so much value, they just give them to you. Don't even have to ask. I used to have like this whole system, right, to like power through, you know, I won't even get into it, but you know, the Bob Safford goldenrod paper, sit there, head down, don't look at them, you know, like this like power move to get referrals. But then as Mark is perfect, you got to call these people now. You know, talk about the most awkward thing ever, right? It's so much easier when a client who loves you puts you in a three-way text with their brother, sister, who, you know, cousin, best friend, whatever. And they've already told them so much about you that they feel like they know you by the time you call, you know, and it's like, hi, Mark. And they're like, hey, and you're like, oh, this isn't weird at all. This is brilliant. You know, it's wonderful. JC, you DM'd me. Could you pipe in? Cause whatever that question is exactly, I think it'd be for us to clear that up. It'd be awesome. That might help out everybody else too.
You were asking what I was asking on that email.
Go ahead.
Well, she just mentioned something about that. I can't remember what it was called now. That follow-up sheet. Where's that follow-up sheet that Howard Lashner, is that in this book? Or is that something that you have, or is that something you can share with everybody? I'd be interested to know, to see that. So that was what I was meaning.
Yeah. Josh, if you can forward me that email or whatever, we can send that. It wasn't Howard Lashner. It's just something simple Mark came up with.
Oh, nice.
Take the best, leave the rest, right?
Stacey, do we have you in the Telegram Sales Team Pro chat yet?
No.
Okay, I'll get you. Helpful. I'll get you in there. Remind me, and we'll get you into Telegram.
I will.
And
thank you.
Then she'll share it there. John Peart's also shared in the Telegram chat the book for Advisor Playbook. He had also launched that, sharing that over there, so you can go find that as well. So, all right. So now we're like, okay, we referrals. It's pretty unanimous, right? Referrals are the best, and a lot on. Treating your clients right is how you get into building referrals, right? And in many cases, not even having to ask for it. You're hearing that multiple times, not even having to ask, people just giving them to you because you treat people good, right? You treat people right. And you provide so much value to them through usually reviews, right? Going through reviews with them, letting them really know what they have. Where do they start with you? Are the risk, you know, are they feeling the same way about their goals? You know, all that kind of stuff plays a big, big part in this kind of whole bigger picture of doing this in this holistic way of building a clientele. So I want to kind of move into then some sort of strategies. So I love advocates, by the way. What a word. Words are powerful. Words are what make your sales process, your communication, building rapport with clients strong is the words you use. Okay. You need to be focused on adding certain types of words to your vocabulary that are effective. So one of those for sure is advocate. Okay, that would be huge. You want to use words that make people feel strong and comfortable and that kind of thing, warm, right? Not words that throw people for a loop. So I want to kind of just open up again and let's walk into, okay, how do you treat people well? Maybe you send broadcasts, like how do you set up these reviews if you're using Sales Team Pro? If not, like what are some things that you can do to treat your clients like gold so that they feel good, they feel warm, followed up with, so that you're always at the loudest, right? We always hear that about field training, be the loudest voice in their ear, right? Loudest voice in the head. But it's the same thing for clients, right? Out of sight, out of mind. The more that we're in contact with them in a professional manner, not an irritating way, we're bringing them value. The more they're thinking about you and referring business to you. So I want to hear about what are the things you do that you treat people good, they love you because of it, and then they send you referrals. What are some of those ways? I want to know how Mark gets some maple syrup, okay? I want to hear the things that you do for your clients, that the reasons they love you. So go ahead, let it rip, guys. Let's see who wants to jump in first. Rockford, welcome to the stage, brother.
Hey, am I coming in loud and clear?
Yeah, go ahead and go in. Yeah, you're good. Go ahead now if you want.
Yeah, so one of the things I started doing, I think what, John Ruhlin was at the STP conference, right, with the book Giftology?
Yeah, he was. Yep.
I knew that guy way back when in our Cutco days. But I really took that book to heart. And one of the things I do every year is a customized calendar. And I don't go through Primerica for this. I've got a marketing guy that comes up with these things. So in the bottom left corner is going to be my, you know, logo and information. But on every picture of this calendar, it's like a triangle desktop calendar. Every picture on this calendar has either their first and or last name on it, the individual client. So every month they're looking at some picture I selected, and I can put in their birthday. I can put their anniversary in. I can put their kids' birthdays. If they're a big baseball fanatic, I can put in opening season. You know, I can put all kinds of customized dates in this. So all year long, you know, they're looking at this customized gift, and there's just a very small little thing in the bottom left corner to remind them who sent it to me. And so in December, I start getting texts and calls from people like, hey, am I going to get another calendar this year? Am I going to get another calendar? And I know a calendar sounds like a corny, stupid thing, but if you saw these, they're really cool. And the fact that they're customized, it just sends people over the top. And so that's just one small thing. I mean, it's a couple bucks per client. And I have it mailed directly to them. But it's something they look forward to. They remember, and it keeps me top of mind. And it's just another thing to kind of separate you from the competition and keep your clients talking about you.
Yeah, that's really good. It's finding those things that are useful, right? He talks about Giftology, not just like trinkets, you know, like people use calendars, you know? So that's like a great point. I did a ton of Cutco knives this fall, Rockford, to people, and chef knives and scissors and all kinds of stuff to a bunch of my top families, and they just loved it. So, Josh Lindsay, dude, so awesome to meet you in person. It was so funny that we're like, we have met during the dark days of Breakfast Club. We just don't remember because we were so traumatized and had, you know, so awesome to have you on, though, and so go ahead.
Well, I don't think either of us had facial hair back then either. So
yeah, that's right.
I didn't recognize you. But a couple of quick things. I'm a big believer in the whole make people feel special. So I do make phone calls in my clients' birthday months. Often, I'm not talking about anything other than, hey, just want to say happy birthday. What's new with you guys? If you need anything, you know, reach out to me. And that's it. And people appreciate that. The second thing is I'm a big believer in thank you notes, like handwritten thank you notes. So I know that's kind of a pain, but you can get assistance on that. I know people who do, I mean, they have some kind of print company that can copy their handwriting and do these things very quickly, or a spouse helps them with it or whatever it is. But handwritten thank you notes, and it's handwritten. The address label is handwritten. People tend to open those more. That will separate you. And then the last thing, the thing I get the biggest feedback on is when we do a Christmas postcard or a Happy New Year postcard, we kind of rotate every other year. I put a picture of my family on there. And thankfully, I've got a beautiful wife and good looking kids. And so it makes me look better. And people like seeing that, right? You know, they feel a part of something, and that's what they comment on. I'm always surprised when people say, thank you for the picture. Hey, by the way, can we get together? So there's lots of things you can do, obviously, but these are three things that worked well for me.
Yeah. Handwritten notes is huge, right? I mean, that's one that like everybody should do. Even I found it's even okay, Josh, for my clients that my secretary writes it in her handwriting and then I sign them. And the clients still feel really good about that because my handwriting's trash and it's not about time. I mean, it looks like somebody who has mental deficiencies is doing this. You know, it's not good. So like I have somebody else write it and then I sign it and yeah, wonderful. It's still, they can still tell that somebody took the time, right? So that's huge. Does anybody use sendoutcards.com or anything like that? Or Anthony, you can butt in first. Go ahead.
I do. Yeah. And actually Josh, it's bringing up a great point. I was going to talk about is, as we were building our securities business, what we started to do, and this was actually an idea from Ben and Sam Shepard, was we started using sendout cards and personalizing, like seasonal cards with our family picture on it. So it wasn't business related. It was just saying, hey, want to keep in touch? And we would come up with kind of a theme for quarterly, what time of year it was, whether it was spring or fall or Christmas or New Year's or whatever. But they would always have pictures of our family. And people, what we've been finding is they would put that card on their refrigerator. And when I go on my appointments, I'd see the card. And I go, oh, great, you guys got the card. And then they said, yeah, my friend was actually at the house the other day. And they looked at the picture and said, who's the cute family? And they would say, well, that's my financial advisor. And they go, your financial advisor sends you a card like that? And they're like, my guy doesn't do that. And I got so many referrals over time, just over personalizing it so that I wasn't just a financial advisor. I was a person and a friend. And obviously the warmness of the situation, they want to be involved with somebody like that. And so that's something that we've done for a long time is using send out cards to send out these quarterly ones with the pictures of the family on it. And we get comments all the time on that type of thing. So yeah, send out cards is amazing. And I will tell you with the digital world we live in, there is a difference in somebody getting something in the mail now, because it's so rare that they get anything but junk mail. And the fact that they get something in the mail is strange to them because they never get it. And if it's handwritten, it just puts it over the top because they know you put the time in personally to do it rather than just a computer generating it like an email.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, great point, man. All right, who else got some ideas?
Hey, Josh, just one thing I was thinking about. You're trying to put yourself to where you're kind of touching their heart to a certain degree. I just remember one client. She was talking about her elderly father and saying that, you know, he might have to go into a home. So, you know, I'm listening very closely. And then I took a note down and I researched the top 10 long-term care facilities in Grand Rapids. And then next time I met with her, did like the pros and cons of the top 10. And I could just see her looking at me like, wow, you know, so there's things like that that you can do to kind of capture that heart.
Yeah, it's great. Be a good listener, right? I feel like we're giving like marriage advice here, Mark. like, be a good listener. He was clearly actively listening, heard that, went and did a little bit of research, didn't take him any time, but it means something to them, and that makes you referable. And I think this part of, you know, we did an episode a couple months ago. I called it slow is smooth, smooth is fast, I believe, and that when you move slow, it's and when you're smooth like that, when you're an active listener, when you really pay attention, you take great notes on what's going on in their life and that kind of thing, and you put it into their data file with Sales Team Pro, and you know what I mean, all these different things, right? When you're doing all those things, you actually go faster because then you get more referrals, bigger clients, life is easier, you know, that kind of thing. So he's just listening really efficiently. So go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to add in here on the comment was being, you know, taking the BNI concept of giver's gain and applying it to everyday life. It doesn't just have to be in BNI. Like, get that circle of trusted contacts, right? Business professionals, and have a working list of all these people and just keep sending referrals to these people, and the law of reciprocity kicks in. So the bigger that circle of people that you refer others to for business is always going to come back. It's just another thing that you do that just sends them your way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Man, lots of good stuff today. What are some things you say? What are some things you do? Why do people love you? Do you do, or do you do client reviews? You know, what does that stuff look like? So I know that Aaron Fisher, you hopefully are available right now, man. You're really good with Sales Team Pro and following up with people and things like that, in there. First off, are you available? If not, who's kind of using Sales Team Pro to launch stuff out to people? Go ahead, Aaron.
Sorry, Josh. My Wi-Fi kind of went blitz. I heard Aaron Fisher, and I apologize. I could not hear the question.
So, like, what do you do to make yourself more referable? Is really what we're still talking about here. But, and then how are you using maybe Sales Team Pro to communicate with your clients?
Yeah, I mean, from listening to from everyone, I mean, we're implementing everything the last few speakers said, just to keep top of mind, you know, Christmas cards, thank you notes, all that. And then, you know, we are calling, you know, I just reviewed the call sheet for today, you know, for the clients that I want called, you know, that's being populated by Sales Team Pro. We have it in an order, and, you know, I'll look at it and determine, hey, they called me last week. We don't need to follow up on this call today. So there's not a lot of redundancy. So we really have a lot of planning kind of involved there. And then just like you talk about annual reviews. I mean, I have three to do today. And so every time I'm there, I'm always looking to you know, look prepared, have things printed out or on my iPad, and have some talking points, whether it's about the market, about their portfolio, how they're thinking right now. I think Ben Shepherd does a great job of kind of having those talking points for those that maybe don't know what to say. You know, plug into those MPI calls on Thursdays. You know, Ben does a great job just giving some market highlights, and you jot a few down and you add those into your annual reviews. And, you know, it's not like it ever goes much further. The client just kind of goes, okay, you know, I feel better. And then, you know, you can ask for, especially if you've built a relationship with them. You know, I don't know where everyone lives. I'm sure everyone will say, oh, it's tough to get referrals. And, you know, I find that the longer I've lived in this community now, almost 5 years, you know, it's becoming easier to get the referrals as I've built up that trust. You know, I've lived in a very Mennonite type community, and I know there's the movie The Fockers, you know, the circle of trust. And once you're in the circle of trust, you know, they don't beat you up on cost or fees or anything like that. It's just when you're in, just don't violate that. And, you know, I've implemented everything Howard has done. The only thing I do struggle with is, you know, saying, doing that follow-up call system. And if they don't have the referrals ready for you, you know, you're not coming back. And I haven't implemented that. I struggle with that. I don't know why that is. But I'd love to kind of hear how people are implementing that and doing that. And maybe you've modified something. I don't know. Maybe it's just me in my head, my personality. Because I would love to get automatic referrals. A statement that David Lipset gave me once, he said, hey, you know, when he's opening up the securities trades accounts, he'll say, hey, my clients, when I follow up with them once a year, you know, pass me, you know, refer me to one person. And he tracks that. And that's helped me. Just kind of, hey, it's just wanted to let you know, it's been, you know, just touching base with you. Just, hey, have you come across anybody? And, you know, I do seem to get one name per year from most of my clients. And have moved my business to be completely a referral-based business.
Shoot, there we go. Sorry. Great job, Aaron. But dude, it takes time. You and I have talked about this. Like, I'm now seeing in this, in 2021, last year, I was seeing referrals come in at a level I'd never seen before, but I really jumped on Sales Team Pro in like a year before that. So there was like this whole year of like Sales Team Pro, doing reviews with my clients, following up, really starting to build a relationship, having to reestablish relationship, because before I was kind of like in and out, and now I'm like suddenly wanting to be in their life and like get to know them more and this and that. So then that takes time, you know, and it's kind of a process. But then now I'm starting to see the fruits of that labor, you know, but we're like a year and a half into it, let's say, you know? So Wendy Lucas, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I have Howard Lashner's book right here, The 10 Common Mistakes Financial Advisors Make, Chapter 6, Not Properly Setting the Stage for References and Introductions. And so his simple idea is make yourself referable. So I think part of what we have to remember, going back to the new people on the call, when you're starting out, we call it the grind, you know, so you're going to have to go through a lot of the stupid things we've all done, right, and getting referrals and stuff like that. But I think one of the most important things in our business is relationships. And so I think a lot of the good, solid referrals start coming when you're doing your follow-ups and, you know, when you're building your relationships. Like one of his sections, he talks about how he didn't get some of his referrals after working 5 years with the client. So I think you have to look at from the client's eyes, you know, what if you were going to refer to yourself, what would you expect? You know, what kind of service would you expect? What kind of follow-up would you expect? And I think with the Sales Team Pro thing, that really has reintroduced all of us into being in constant contact with your clients. So one of the fun ideas that I do, though, I got two things. I just met with somebody, and I honestly don't know how they got didn't know how they got referred to me until they showed up. It was one of the pieces I put into, it's a local kind of hometown value magazine. It goes out to 30,000 people, and I just about quit advertising in it. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to help the gal out that's got the magazine because she does a nonprofit. And so I kept in there anyway. So I told him, I said, and I saw how much credit card debt they had and they want to retire in, you know, 5 years and they got great income. So I just told him, I said, hey, for every year I get you out of debt sooner, that's one solid introduction. You guys are going to know people that are in the same position you are, 5 years out from retirement. You just got to clean it up. You know, you just need that clear, concise mental picture of what you need to do. And they're like, oh, sure. Do you think you can get us out of debt faster? Well, they had a home equity line of credit. So, you know, you can get them out of debt at least 99 years faster, right? So anyway, so I just said, hey, you know, because they were ready with a EJ guy. And I just kept asking him questions like, you know, what kind of value do you get? What do you see yourself if you were going to work with me? What you're not getting now, what do you need 2 years, 3 years, 5 years out in the future? And they listed a whole bunch of things off. And I said, great, you know, that's easy. And we talked about the NAVI plan and financial independence numbers and stuff like that. Anyway, and so they were just impressed. I said, look, whether you work with me or not, I'm gonna get 99 referrals out of you. And I just made a joke out of it. And guess what? She's already sent me 3 in the last day, just because I showed them how to get out of debt. 99 years and 8 months sooner. So that's just one of the fun tricks. The other thing I was thinking is with, so the topic is grow your business with referrals. And I know that, you know, this is a kind of an advisor setup right here that we're talking about, but I really want to start looking at growing my business in the area with good referrals. So Phil Thornley and I are going to be, you know, he's really met out with the chambers and created a lot of relationships. And so we're going to get together and do some phone calls and say, hey, Sylvia, who's the best connection in the community? Sylvia, you're the best connector in the whole community. You know, I know you're not looking for a career change, but who do you know that would potentially qualify to come work with us? And so that's kind of that direction I'm going. And then just today I'm calling all my top clients and letting them know there's a way you can log in now, myprimerica.com. And you know, you've got $1,000 into your IRA, you know, do you want to do your $1,000 more in funding for last year? So anyway, just it's client follow-up. It's offering good value, good service. And we just all have to remember when we started out, we were terrible, but we got better, right? So it's that grind in the first, it can be 6 months, it could be 1 year, it could be 5 years. It depends on how fast you make those contacts and start creating those relationships. So anyway, have a great day, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, it's all about, I mean, personal relationships. The biggest thing that I noticed when I started getting referrals is when I started to like be friends with my clients, like really treat them like humans, that kind of thing. The referrals got easier and easier, you know? So, without a doubt, that was a big part of it. Joe Casella, you've really kind of modeled your business, the last couple of years. I mean, you and I are very similarly working to really service, more advisory side of things and, you know, less commission, more fee-based business. And that takes a big transition mentally. You know, I would say it's a big transition. It's a big shift from a commission focus to taking care of people. And then I think when you do that, referrals are fairly automatic. But so first off, would you kind of agree with that? You know, that the referrals get easier when you build your business that way. And then what are some things you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, when you're providing that much value, as an advisor, you know, it's the value that you do. People don't give you a referral because you did something for them. They give you a referral because you are something to them. You're their advisor. That's why they're going to do that. And I think, you know, Joe Enser always used to say patience is a big play. And in this kind of arena as advisors, we have to be a little more patient. You know, I probably got close to 1 million in the pipeline from clients that I got over a year ago that have now stacked up referrals coming in. And, you know, one of my biggest referring clients that has referred the most people to me, they're one of the smallest asset clients as well. So, you know, you treat everybody fairly and equally and make that happen. But yeah, we do Thanksgiving cards in the fall. Yeah, I learned that from Ben Shepherd too. It's just a picture of me and my daughter. Those go out early November and they tend to stay up through Christmas as people start, you know, putting their stuff up at the beginning of the year. So the beginning of this call, I just spent a half hour of my life in the post office sending out, you know, 30, 40 boxes. We do a client appreciation night, myself and one of our other RVPs up in Rochester, New York. And we send out for my clients, we send out a little box of chocolates from a local boutique chocolate shop here. And we do a little, you know, I'd have my graphic designer do it, a little invitation with a QR code to for people to register for it. And we just do an hour, you know, this time we're having the Franklin Templeton guy come on and do the little anatomy of a recession. But that's like a VIP invite. It's not like, oh, we're just going to try and get as many people on there as possible. That is specifically for our clients. So probably between the chocolates, the graphic design, and the shipping, I mean, we're talking $600-$800. It probably cost me altogether, but it usually yields another million or so in assets that come in every year because of what we're doing for the clients. So, you know, and the other side of it too is, hey, I hate asking for referrals too. That was just a part of the business I was never comfortable with. So I think somebody said it earlier on the call, the best referral is the one you don't have to ask for. The other best referral is the one you don't have to call. Okay. So just a recent experience, 12 months ago, I had a girl do headshots for me, local in the community. I'd never met her before. So she did my headshots. We just kept in touch. I wouldn't even say kept in touch. We just followed people, followed each other on Instagram. And I guess just from stuff being posted on a regular basis, about a week ago, she reached out to me and said, hey, my mom just moved here from Indiana. She's not pleased with the advisor she got set up with here. I'm going to have her reach out to you. And before I could even respond to that girl and say thank you for the introduction, I got a notification from Calendly that her mother already booked the appointment. And met with them yesterday, and we'll be doing paperwork next week. And then the girl, the daughter, you know, wrote me back, said, thanks for meeting with my mom. My husband and I are going to set up an appointment with you as well. So I think just being patient. Another way that I do it too, Josh, in my kind of my first time appointment with people with my script is when I talk about compensation, I don't talk about, I talk about how the fees work and all that, but up front, at first I say, you know, one of the things our clients love most about working with us is that they can call us at any time of the year or when any life event occurs without worrying about getting a bill or being charged extra money, because we do not charge an hourly fee and we do not charge a flat fee for the financial planning, right? And then I say to them, what we're going to do is we're going to update your plan whenever necessary at no extra cost. And then I say to them, if you feel, you know, if you have a great experience working with us and you do want to compensate us for that, then you, if someone's talking to you about money, we just ask that you put in a good word for us, because they're probably never going to meet somebody like us that's going to help them in the way that we're helping you. And that's it. And then I shut up and then I just do a great job for them.
Joe, that is such a beast mood. Move. I love that. And then I shut up, you know, and just let it marinate. You know, that's so good. The best referral is the one that calls you, right? Can't do that without the scheduling program, right? So as he was saying, Calendly, Acuity, whatever, right? There's a million brands that do that stuff. There's some that are free. I mean, the ones that you pay money are nice because you can usually run multiple calendars, or you can set more types of appointments with different follow-up emails and things like John Peartz was saying earlier. So you can kind of customize what that looks like. But this lady just booked an appointment. I mean, it's just like, it's just in the calendar, right? I mean, Joe, that is like the greatest feeling in the world, right? A referral that just scheduled. You're not calling them. I mean, it's amazing, right?
A year and a half ago, I mean, we understood this concept, but I don't think any of us ever thought that that would actually happen. And it just today still blows my mind that people just go on there and book an appointment and I don't have to call them and beg them to come meet with me.
Right. So, it kind of freaks you out, right? That like, you're just like, yeah. Oh, you just look in there. I actually did this. It's funny. This morning I looked and I have a 10 o'clock today, like right at the end of the call, like some guy, I'm like, I don't even know who it is. There's just an appointment in there and it's just fantastic. So, yeah, great job, Joe. But that comes from everything we've been getting into and how you treat people, your expertise, you know, that kind of stuff is how you also get there. You know, I mean, a client appreciation night, spending money, right? But it's not spending money. He's investing money. We've talked about this on here before. These things aren't expenses, okay? They're considered expenses to the IRS, okay? When you get Calendly, for instance, okay? That's an expense according to the IRS. But it is an investment into your business that will have a higher yield or rate of return than if you took the same dollars and put them into the best stock this year on the stock market. Okay. Like if a Calendly or something, I don't know what it even costs, but let's say it's $200. Okay. It's $200. If a stock tripled this year, five times. Okay. It went to 200, went to 1,000. Okay. That would be insane, right? Okay. A 500% return, let's say this year, unbelievable. You blew it out of the water, right? Great year. Okay. That'd be $200 turning into $1,000. Calendly, or an appointment scheduling program for me, probably made me $50,000 in the last year, because the follow-up emails, the fact that people didn't reschedule as often because they got an email that said like, hey, don't forget about the appointment. They got a text message. They got all the appropriate follow-ups. Like John is saying, based on the types of appointments, I was able to attach my profile video in there, you know, all my landing page, all these things to build credibility, warmth, all this stuff. What is that worth? The investment in your business is a better investment than any single investment you can buy. Okay. When you invest in tech tools and technology that make your life easier so that you can do a better job for your clients. So I say that because I just hate when we say things, well, I got to spend some money on this. It's like, no, you have to invest in that. Okay. You have to invest in it. It will have a return on investment. We're just not used to that because it's like, we just think that like corporate like handles everything or something. And it's just stupid. You know, that's not running a business. That's being an employee. right? And when we start to think like a business owner says, I'm in charge of this. I could spend some money on this. I could invest into my business, right? And change up that form of thinking, right? So, and then a lady just sets an appointment in your calendar, like Joe is saying, and, you know, boom, you know, she's got an investment. She needs some life insurance, whatever the case may be. And there's a large trade that comes from it, let's say, or even better, a long-term valued client that, you know, is with her for, you know, with him for 30 years, let's say, you know, that is invaluable. So last couple of speakers, let's keep it going here. We haven't heard from Dano today, and Dano is the man. So Dano, please, I hope he's available. We're about to find out. Go ahead, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, I'm just taking in, I mean, a lot of this stuff is stuff we've talked about, or we've read and kind of started to implement and so forth. Lashner's book was phenomenal because it was just like kind of how to get out there. And basically I kind of used Roy's old school. I learned it from his old cassette tapes was, you know, I'm the only number you need when it comes to money or financial questions. And so I kind of brand that, like even my contact, if I share my contact with somebody, you know, it says Dano Deck, owner Dano Deck and Associates, your money guy. And so the whole purpose of that is kind of let people know that, because again, there's things we don't do, and I connect them with other, you know, trusted professionals that they can, you know, go interview and see if they're a good fit to work with. But by being that, lack of a better term, master connector, that's where I kind of build that value. And I'll get questions about, hey, who do you know that does this? Or, hey, I'm looking for somebody that does this. And, you know, or, you know, hey, I'm looking at this particular thing. Could we talk about it? Is it a wise decision? Is it not a wise decision based upon our plan? So it's just kind of branding or creating yourself as that sounding board. I mean, I've heard it said 100 times today is being the listener, actively listening, and then being able to bring that back. And that's the beauty of Sales Team Pro is, you know, notes and follow-ups is, you know, dump that information in there, whether it's a, you know, a video mess, I'm not a video, but a voice message that you can put in there in your notes, or just, you know, typing it in, you know, so that, you know, the next time I'm calling that person or I'm following up with that person, it jogs my memory. And now that's on my forefront. So I can say, hey, by the way, last time we talked, you know, 9 months ago or whatever, you know, you guys were considering this, considering that. What did you decide to do? Oh, well, we went this route. And hey, by the way, thanks for introducing us to so-and-so because it worked out. I mean, perfect example, Facebook client, you know, said, hey, I'm looking for somebody that can take old pictures and video and put it into digital format. Immediately, I got another client, you know, that does that. So I connected that client with this client and found out today, hey, we got that put together. And you know, it is just, you know, being able to be more of a resource than just that money person is where I think it allows us to become more referable.
Yeah, that's really good, Dano. I mean, it's just over and over today. I mean, you know, we kind of went into the nightmare of referrals and the ways you don't want to get them earlier. You know, it's kind of the jokes that we all kind of like have around. Oh my God. I just don't even imagine Mark going back to, let me call these 10 people, talk to four who don't seem very happy to be talking to me. And then, you know, book two or one or two or three, you know, or whatever. And, man, it's so much better to be, in the space we're in, building professionally, place calendared things that people can go to, landing pages, you know, if you have profile videos, they can watch on you to build trust, to build rapport before you even get on the phone. But yeah, let's remember, I think advocates, that word Anthony said today, you know, we want our clients to be advocates for us. Treating people like gold is huge. If you're not in Telegram Sales Team Pro, go download the Telegram app, and we will get you in there. So you can get invited to that or have a friend invite you to the Sales Team Pro group in Telegram. Get some handwritten notes out to some people. Oh my gosh, you want to get some referrals, get some handwritten notes. Get some gifts a gift for someone, not during, as John Rulin says, not during like a birthday or a major holiday, but gift somebody something just because you really want to take care of them and you love them as a client. Then send out cards, get those handwritten, or you could use handwritten, but you can also use send out cards. And then I think a client seminar, as Joe Casella said, what a big deal, pull together a client seminar. I'm working on doing one myself really soon as well for just my clients to make them feel special that we're watching out for them, building continued value for them, and that they always know that we're here, we're always listening and ready to help them in any way. So everybody have a great Friday. We appreciate you being on as always. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks so much.